Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Good morning. Good morning. We're glad to be here again with you this morning, me and my wife, Carol. This is Tommy and Carol coming to you again live from the big city of Jacksonville.
Yes.
Oh, glad for all those that tune in everywhere, other states, and those that tune in there at the Florida State Prison. We sure appreciate you every time you tune in. I hope that we can be a blessing to somebody. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Before we go to the Lord, before we read, I want to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. And I tell you what, it's been some, I know it's been rainy and all that, but it sure has been some nicer, cooler weather instead of that odd stuff we've had. But it's something else. Looking forward, you know, I tell you this, the weather, the way it's gotten here, and I just love this time of year, you know,
yes,
it's getting close to Thanksgiving and Christmas here. I mean, it's just right around the corner. But anyway, let's go to the Lord in prayer. God, I just thank you, Lord, for just blessing us again to be able to have this opportunity to be on the air, Lord, with all those that would tune in and listen out there in the radio world. God, I just pray that you would just help those, God, that they would just tune in with just their, radio, but God, with their ears and their heart, God, that they might hear something to help them along the way. God, I just pray that you'd help us each and every one, God. Jesus. Oh, Lord, you know in the situation and the time that we're in this world. God, I just pray that you just have your way, God, that you would just reach out and, God, that you would save the lost, God. And, Lord, that you would help them that are saved, God, just to be a brighter and a greater light for you, God. I just thank you for this. This morning, I give you the honor, the glory, and the praise for it all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I want to read a real familiar scripture to you this morning. It's John, 14th chapter of St. John. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled." Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself,
yes,
that where I am, ye may be also. Whether I go, you know the way, and and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Well, we'll just start, or it says, if you had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him.
Amen.
You know, this scripture, which I've used it sometimes in funerals and all that, and we talk about that because a lot of times you do want to comfort a family, mm-hmm, and there is a better place to go after this,
yes,
world.
Amen.
Amen. There's a wonderful place to go, and it's called heaven. Jesus prepared that place for us. He said, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, you believe also in me. Now, if we really believe in God and we believe in him, now we're not talking about this just a confession thing,
right,
but we're talking about really believing in him. And we got him in our heart and our life, you know, nothing's going back that hadn't came down. Amen. And if Jesus has been born in our life, amen, that we're that new creature, amen, that new birth is taking place, we do have a better place to go. You know, I think about it this morning as my heart's gone out to a good friend of ours that his wife is, she passed away this morning. And I know that he's, you know, they were been married for a long time, and they have, they were really giving themselves one to the others, the Bible talks about, and And, you know, the Bible talks about you become as one flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's hurting Hope. All y'all that pray would pray for this brother.
Yes.
But anyway, I hadn't been through that situation so far as to lose a wife to death. But I'm sure it's difficult, but I don't know. I hadn't been there. I know what it's like to lose parents, but I don't know what it's like to lose a spouse. And,
right.
And, but nevertheless, that's not what it's about this morning, but he gives us, this encouragement. He said, in my father's house are many mansions, and were not so, I would have told you, but I go to prepare a place for
yes.
you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. Amen. It's a wonderful thing that the Lord, not only did he say he'll prepare us a place, but he said he'll come again and receive us unto himself. Amen. Amen. And that we could be where the Lord is. I mean, that's like the ultimate, that's the ultimate prize right there is to be with the Lord. I mean, we talk about things about heaven, about what there's going to be in heaven and what there's not going to be in heaven, but our little mind just cannot perceive the glory and the peace and the love and everything that's going to be in heaven and all that's not going to be in heaven. You know, we try and we try to picture it in our mind, but you know, the Bible said, eyes not seen nor ears heard, neither entered the hearts of man what God has prepared for them that love him. You know, departing from this world can be such a wonderful blessing.
Yes,
amen. To depart from this world. You know, if we go before somebody else, of course they miss us. You know, they'll be missed and things like that. But you know, for the one that's went, you know, when we die before the great judgment and all that, we go to the Bible tells us about going to a place of rest. Amen. It says, the righteous, it talks about they rejoice against the day of judgment, but the righteous that die and they die in the Lord, they in a place of peace.
Right.
He said there's therefore a rest for the people of God.
Yes.
Amen. And on that day when the great resurrection, amen. and those that are in Christ, they shall, rise first, and those that live and remain be caught up with him in a moment of time, and twinkling an eye be caught up with him in the air, and so shall they be with the Lord. And I hope that, the ones that die first, they're going to get caught up first, but I mean, those that live and remain are going to be, and I don't care which way I go, just as long as I get to go.
That's
amen.
Right.
And, you know, I think that'll be a glorious ride.
Yes, amen.
Amen. When this world loses gravity for me, that I can go on in. Amen. That's a wonderful thing when he's going to break those eastern skies open.
Yes.
Amen. And that morning that we're going to rise, that we're going to get to go. Amen. That's the ultimate thing. If you look at, you know, of course, all the beauties of heaven, if you go in Revelations and it tells you about the 12 foundations, how that they're made out of these precious stones and
right.
jewels and all, and how there's the gates of pearl, and it gets me that the gates are made out of one pearl. I mean, that's a big pearl. You can haul that thing with a semi-truck, you know. I mean, that's a huge pearl. And, you know, that's wonderful. It talks about the land and the city there and how the city is and how the gates are always be open and Jesus being light of that city and you going out and in and mansions and no more death and, you know, how the
Can
the
you
children.
Can you imagine the peace? Can you imagine the peace?
We try.
The peace.
Yeah.
I mean, you just, like you said, our brains just can't fathom. The peace. It's just amazing. I mean,
Yeah, and because we, in this world, we have trials, we have tribulations, we have troubles, and we go through a lot of things in this world, but all those things, there's not going to be anybody hungry. There's no going to be no beggar on the street.
No negative emotion.
No.
No sadness, no fear, no worry. no anxiety.
You know, the Bible talks about the lamb is going to lay down with the lion.
Yeah.
You know, that's wonderful. And I'm talking about that river that floweth from the throne, that we have just all the beauties of the world that we've ever seen. If you've been around the world and seen all the beauties here, nothing can compare with the beauties that we've seen. You could see the most beautiful beaches. You can most see the most beautiful mountains and canyons and creeks and rivers, and nothing can compare to what heaven is going to be like. Amen. I want to go. I mean, but not only that, but what the Lord will do for us here. But I think that the point I really want to get to this morning is, are you ready to go? You know, we talk about things about how a Christian should live and what we should do and what we shouldn't do, and that we could have life and that we could have more abundantly right here and that we could sit in heavenly places here. But, you know, I don't think people really take account so much and think about death. I mean, if you really think about death, if you ain't right, you ought to get right. You ought to know. And if you are right, you ought not, take it granted, you know, because we're here today and then we're gone tomorrow.
Well, we don't know. We have no guarantees. We don't know if we're going to make it back home today. We may die.
That's right.
I mean, that's just the reality. I know that's kind of a morbid thought, but it's the truth. And we're not promised tomorrow.
No.
You know, so we have to be ready at any given time. The Lord can, that's it. That's just your time and you're gone.
That's
whether
right.
It's a sickness or an accident or a malicious act, regardless, if it's your time, you're gone. And there may not be time to make things right that we're not. And after you're gone, after you die, that's it.
That's it. That's
the
right.
The Bible says that the tree lies where it falls.
Yeah, as a tree falls, there shall it lie.
And it's not, you can't make it right once you're gone.
No, too late. Yeah.
And we got to make sure. We've got to make sure. The Bible says no sin can enter heaven.
Nope. There won't
we
be nothing
that
defiles.
We have to have our hearts pure and clean. Not before the people that know us, but before the Lord.
That's right.
Before the Lord, and he sees our secret parts.
And then that's where the scripture can kick in. Your heart won't be troubled.
That's right.
Amen. I've seen some saints going before, and they welcome it, you know?
Yeah.
Because, praise the Lord, there is a rest. There is a place. There is a better place that the Lord's prepared for each and every one.
Yes.
All that would. He said he prepares a place that where he is that you may be also. That's
right.
A maybe. That's
you
that's,
might give us right.
Yeah, yeah.
If you make it right.
Yeah, if you make things right. And
you're prepared. That,
and, you know, it's not only that we should work just for heaven, but we ought to love him because he loved us and gave his life for us. You know, that's just a ultimate retirement or reward for us battling and going through this life. And I hear people, they want to do things. And I remember when I first got saved, I had a friend that was really close to me. He was just like another dad to me. I was real close with. And then I'd got saved. And one of his friends was a younger guy, probably close to my age. And we were talking about it one day. I was talking to him about the Lord. And he says, well, why can't I do, you know, like our friend's name was Bo. He said, well, why can't I do like Bo and just, you know, at the end, you know, repent on my deathbed. I said, you know, that's a dangerous thing. You know, you might not get repentance. You wait that long. And why would you? Because the joy of the Lord is our strength, and the things that we could rejoice and enjoy right now by serving the Lord. I tell you, I don't get these gloomers that think it's a sad thing or it's not fun to serve the Lord. I enjoy and enjoy serving the Lord, and he blesses me. And I think about this, and I told him, I said, you know, what if he was in my yard at the time? I said, what if you were to get in that truck right there, crank it up, and before you could get out of my driveway good, that truck blow up? I said, where's your deathbed then?
Right.
Where are you going to repent then? You know, people, there's more to repentance. I mean, repentance is a work, and it works to salvation.
It's not just an I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a turning away.
Amen.
And turning your back on that kind of lifestyle. And people have such a misconception and think that a Christian life is so restrictive. But I'm going to tell you something. I can do anything I want to do.
That's right. Me too.
Nobody has me bound.
Mm-mm.
Nobody keeps me. I mean, I'm by myself a lot of hours during the day. I can go do whatever I want to. But the Lord sees me every minute of every day. And I'm close to him. And I don't want to hurt him.
Mm-mm.
And he has given, I traded so much sorrow with all of that stuff of the world for so much joy in him and peace and love and comfort that why? I mean, it doesn't make sense once you're on the other side of that transition to try to go back. I mean, why would you trade all the good stuff that you found for what you used to think was normal and fun? And it's not. It's not. Because today, when I woke up, I didn't have to think, oh, what did I do last night? Or, you know, what happened? Or how much money did I spend? Or who did I wrong? Or is somebody angry with me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just so different. And people that don't have that experience, they don't understand that this is not a restrictive life. This is a free life. I mean, I can get up and I can put my clothes on and go out, and I don't have to do whatever. I try to please the Lord and do what's right, but that's my desire.
Amen.
So it's not, oh, I have to do this and this. No, that's what I want to do.
That's not the way I feel at all.
It's just so different than what you would, than what people think.
I'm like that song, you know. I just feel like I'm released from the cage of prison.
Yeah.
You know, I'm released because some people look, oh, what I got to give up, this, that, and the other. I know what I got free from.
Yeah.
Because I was bound. I was crippled. I was crippled by alcohol and drugs.
Right.
And fornication. All these things that have a, you know, you don't think so, but You know, it's like you take medicine today and you have these, what do you call it?
Side effects.
Side effects and all to it. You know, I had all the side effects to sin, amen, because it'll make you, you know, be concerned about if the police is following you, or you're going to get caught with this or going to get caught with that or whatever. I don't have that no more. I don't have that. You know, people say, oh, well, I got to quit drinking. You know what? I had to make my mind up. I wanted to serve God and give my heart to him. And when I did that, I can tell you that there's nothing that I want to go back to. I'm freed from the crutches that I had.
Exactly.
You know, that the alcohol and the drugs was nothing but a wheelchair to push me around.
Well, and people don't see it like that. But, you know, now I think when I smoked, I didn't see myself as addicted. That's just what I did. That's what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Until you run out. And you'll put your clothes on in the cold and walk to the store if you don't have a way and get those things because you're hooked. You say, oh, well, that's what I want. No, your body is calling out for it because you're addicted to it. And you don't see it that way. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I know.
It's just like alcohol, or just like maybe you're not an alcoholic, but – you know, I went out on the weekend. That's what I did. And so that's what was quote unquote normal for me. So that's what I did. Well, I mean, you just don't realize the kind of patterns you get into and the things that you do and how it takes your joy and it takes your money. And you're tired when you go to work and you don't do a good job. And, You know, it's just a snowball effect when you can be free from all of that. I mean, nobody tells me I can't buy cigarettes and alcohol. Mm-hmm. I'm over 21, way over 21. So, I mean, you know, I have a debit card. I have a credit card because I have a sweet husband that takes care of me. But I'm not restricted. I could buy those things, but I don't. You know, and that's just an example. It could be anything.
I don't want them.
That's what I'm saying. It's not something that you desire because you're free. You're free.
Well, I was that weekend warrior, but then I'd do it through the week and all that kind of stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
And I was bound by that. I was missing something in my life. And mm-hmm. I was trying to self-medicate with alcohol and drugs. And because I had a miserable life. And if you look around, you see other people, they think
something.
They're just having such a good time. And they're not. They're really not. They don't know what a good time is. I'm telling you, years ago when I was poor and didn't have nothing and all that, you know, you go get one of those manager special steaks. You thought you got something because you got a steak, and that thing was about a half inch thick, and it had gristle and fat and everything else all the way through it. And you paid $2 for it and got about 3 bites out of it. But it's nothing compared to, like, if you went to Ruth Chris,
right?
And I'm telling you, every bite counts. And I'll tell you what, you want to lick the juice out of the plate. That's how good God is. Amen.
Yes.
You just want everything that He's got to give. Amen.
Well, the thing is, there is pleasure in sin for a season. So for a short time, there is pleasure, but then there's a consequence.
Yes.
And so there's a pleasure, and then there's a bam. There's a consequence. A pleasure and a consequence, and a pleasure and a consequence. But with the Lord, it's not so.
Yeah,
it's not that way. You just get good all the time.
Yeah,
and the shoe never drops on your head.
Right.
You know, it's because He's just good, and there's no evil in Him, and He's not tricking you. He doesn't have a different agenda. He's just pure and good and love and joy and peace, and all the happiness that you can imagine.
Amen.
And there's no consequence.
And I'm so glad of that. You know, you see these miracle things, drugs, they talk about this, that, and the other. And when they start telling you about all the side effects and everything, you're like, really? I think I would do better off without it.
Well, that's just like the devil, except he doesn't give you the disclaimer.
Yeah, he doesn't read the fine print for you. Exactly.
He doesn't tell you, oh, well, go do this, or, well, you know, he'll present this before you and tempt you with this, but he doesn't give you the page of junk you're going to have to deal with once you do it.
Yeah,
the
luggage that goes along
with
it, amen, that'll weight you down. But like she was talking about, I mean, I used to smoke. I'd smoke them Camel cigarettes. I tell some of them I probably smoke so much I ought to have a hump in my back. But I used to smoke, I mean, just so bad, like a freight train. But I'd got so bad, I had me a nicotine demon, because I would smoke and chew and dip all at the same time. And people say, oh, but if you quit that, you'll gain weight. Well, I didn't swap one habit for another.
Right.
Amen. When I turned it over and turned it all over to God, amen, I quit it.
And well, I
didn't taper off. I didn't have a Nicorette. I didn't have a nicotine patch. I didn't chewing gum and chew Nicorette or whatever else. Amen. I got Jesus. Amen. And
the Lord is a deliverer.
Yes, He is a great deliverer.
Yes,
and I was telling some folks just how the Lord had worked with me and all. And I got a fear. I got a good, healthy fear. Finally, I had a good, healthy fear of dying and going to hell, and just realizing, you know, all this other time, you know, people would ask me, where are you going? I'd give them a smart answer. I'm going to hell if I don't straighten up, and never realized how much truth I was telling at the time.
And didn't even realize what hell entailed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that before I got saved, I went through some rough places, and some really rough situations, and it was God that reached out his hand for me and helped me and helped and delivered me. And I thank him so much for it, because I would be in a devil's hell today if it wasn't for God reaching right. down for me. The alcohol wouldn't do it no more. The drugs wouldn't do it no more. Nothing else would do it. It wouldn't work for me, but I knew I was in a bad situation, but I know what it's like to be down, and I know what it's like as Psalms, I think it's the 39th chapter or whatever, that said about him reaching down right. and pulling me out of miry clay. Amen. He set my foot upon a rock, established my going, put a new song in my mouth. Amen. I know what it's like. Amen. And all those things that were before that were empty, and there just wasn't nothing but death. You know, there is a wages for what you do. The Bible said the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
That's right.
And like I heard a brother say one time about the wages of sin, he said, quit before payday. Quit doing it. But this is a point. If you died right now today, are you ready? Are you ready really to face the Lord? Are you ready to go to meet him? If you were to die right now today, if this is going to be your last breath, what would it be? And if you say, I don't know, well, you need to get knowing, because you're not ready. Amen?
Well, it's easy for a lot of people. I know a lot of people that have said, oh, I'm all right. I mean, I'm all right. And then when it really comes down to it, they're afraid to die.
Yeah.
And they're afraid to die because they don't really know if they've got it all right.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can fool other people. I mean, we can fool just about anybody. And we can even fool ourselves. But we can't fool the Lord.
No.
And when our heart knows that we're about to face him, we quit fooling ourselves most of the time. Hopefully we do. So that we have a space where we can really get it right before the Lord. Because this isn't a salvation that's between me and my pastor, me and my husband, me and my children, me and my family, me and my neighbor. This is between me and the Lord.
Amen.
And that's it. And nothing is hidden from him. I don't hide things from him because I can't. He sees everything.
That's right.
He doesn't hide things from me. He's open with me, you know. But the thing is, we've got to get it right. We've got to come clean before him. And, you know, that's just the only way.
Well, I can tell you, and I've seen it over time, and people say, oh, yeah, they got everything right. But when it really comes down to it and they know that they were dying.
Right.
They got a different outlook on
life.
That's
what I'm saying.
And, you know, it's kind of a situation. I've heard these people that, you know, I've you know, talked to and say, mentioned something about, you know, this is what the Bible said. You know, that's not right. Try to give them life.
Yeah.
And they say, well, the Lord knows my heart. Oh, yes, he
exactly.
does. He said,
please, no one knows your heart but the Lord.
Yeah, the Lord knows your heart.
He does.
And he knows, what it's got in it or not. Amen. But it said, who can know your heart, you know? But we need to get searched out. We need to be like David when he said, oh, search me, O Lord, and see if there be any wicked thing about me. Amen. So we've got to know that we know. Amen. Because you can say, oh yeah, I got everything fixed. I'm not ready. When it comes to you breathing that last breath, you better be ready.
Oh, you better
be ready, because what's coming next, you're not going to be able to come back from. Amen. As she spoke about in Revelations, as a tree falleth, there shall it lie and there shall it be. You know, we're running out of time for today, but I hope we've done something to help somebody out there. I hope that you would lay this on your heart and your mind. And this is Brother Tommy and Sister Carol. May God bless you.